请我们读路加福音一章七十八到七十九节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 1, verses 78 and 79.
我们一起来读。
Together.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫日光从高天临到我们，照亮一切坐在黑暗里阴中的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。我们再读二章二十九到三十二节。
Chapter 2, verses 29-32.
西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说：主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你为万民前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，是以色列的荣耀。那个释放仆人安然去世。
And Lord, now let your servants depart in peace.
啊，原文是哦，释放你的仆人在平安中去世。
That your servant may depart in peace.
我眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
Because my eyes have seen your salvation.
二十四章
，Chapter 24,
三十六到四十三节
，Verses 36-43.
在主耶稣的复活之后
，And that is.Happening after the Lord's resurrection.
啊，屡次向人显现。
And he has revealed many times to his people.
主显现，向着门徒显现的时候。
And each manifestation,
他四次都说，一句话都说，愿你们平安。
And the Lord has spoken four times, and each time this statement, peace be to you.
这是个神圣平安。
And this is peace divine.
世界上的人是没有的平安。
It's the peace that the world does not have.
耶稣复活才有平安。
And only after Jesus was resurrected, peace therefore.
而复活基督他就是平安。
And this resurrected Christ is the peace.
所以主耶稣四次说，愿你们平安。
And therefore the Lord has four times said that peace to you.
每次说的意义都不一样。
And each time, the significance of this peace is different.
所以今天早晨我们要宝贵主的话。
And therefore, let us treasure the words of God today.
我们借读第一次。
Let us speak of it.
24章。
The first time.
36开始。
When he said it, 36 beginning.
正说话的时候。耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，你愿你们平安，他们却惊慌害怕，因为所看见的是魂。耶稣说，你们为什么愁烦，为什么心里起疑念呢？你们看我的手我的脚，就知道就得了。摸我看看，我无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看，他们正喜得不敢信，并且稀奇。耶稣就说，你们这里有什么吃的没有？他们便给他一片烧鱼，耶他接过来在他们面前吃了。约翰二十章十九节到二十节。
John 20:19-20.
十九节。
John 20:19.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒在所在的地方并怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣啊，又啊，这是第二次了啊，第三次。
The second time, peace to you.
第三次，二十一节到二十三节。
The third time happens between 21-23.
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。
不
怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话。 就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。”二十六节到二十九节。
Now the fourth time, 26 to 27. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here."
你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。多马说：“我的主，我的神。”耶稣对他说：“你看见了我才信，那没有看见我就信的有福了。”最后，希伯来书十三章。
And lastly, Hebrews chapter 13. Verses 20 to 21.
但愿是平安的神，就是那凭永越之血是群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样的善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行神的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。好，我们上一个主日讲了七处平安的圣经。
And last Wednesday we have spoken from seven parts of the peace of the Lord.
今天早晨我们讲另外的七处平安的圣经。
And this morning we want to speak of peace from the scripture seven times more.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1,
说到主耶稣降生,
and speaks of the nativities of Christ.
说他是人的平安,
that speaks of him as the peaceful man.
得到了最后的78节,
and until the last verse 78,
他说因为神的怜悯,
and it says that because of the mercy of God,
叫日光, 天上的日光从天高处临到我们,
so the daylight comes from on high,
照亮所有坐在黑暗中死荫里的人,
and to light up all those who sit in darkness and the shadow of
death, 把他们的脚引到平安的路上,
and also to guide their feet into the way of peace.
主耶稣是我们的平安,
yes, the Lord is our peace.
而这里说我们的道路是平安的道路,
and from this passage we see that we now have the way for peace.
这个道路世人没有人知道。
And this is not a way that the world knows.
他们不知道那个神圣的平安。
Because the people of the world do not know peace divine.
他们也不知道什么叫做平安的道路。
And therefore they do not know what is the way of peace.
因为神的怜悯。
And because of the tender mercy of God,
叫日光从高处临到我们。
And he sent the light from above to us.
主耶稣才是真正的荣烈日光。
And the Lord Jesus is this true light from above.
照亮所有坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
To shine upon those who sit in the darkness and the valley of death.
是把我们的脚临到平安的路上。
And he also to guide us on the way of peace.
世界上所有的人都坐在黑暗中死荫里。
And the whole world sits in darkness and the shadow of death.
在黑暗中的人没有平安。
And we know those who sit in darkness do not have peace.
生活在死荫里的人没有平安。
And those who live by the shadow of death do not have peace.
而主耶稣是天上的荣光。
But now the light from above, Lord Jesus Christ,
而神的怜悯从高处临到我们。
Has come from above as the tender mercy of God.
我们本来也是坐在黑暗中死荫里。
We know originally we also sit in the shadow of death.
而我们得到了神圣平安。
But now we obtain this peace divine.
而这个平安已经临到我们。
And we know that this peace has reached us.
我们才知道什么叫做平安的道路。
And therefore we begin to realize this way of peace.
我们一生走在平安的道路中。
Now we are to be guided on this way of peace.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的大怜悯。
This is the great mercy of God.
这条路世上没有人知道。
It's the way that the world do not know.
有钱有势的人。
Those who have power or money.
没有神圣的平安。
They never have have this peace divine. And they do not know this way of peace. And when I visit mainland China, and it is apparent two extremes existing there, and those who have power and money, they will never know what is peace. For they live by the days without peace. But then the children of God has peace divine. And most people in mainland China are living in poverty. And they do not have much to live or clothes with. And so therefore outwardly, seemingly, they do not have much peace. But then as we look at the saints, then we would be encouraged by them. Because whether they live in whatever kind of circumstance they live in, they still enjoy peace. Also, they walk in peace. And nothing can stir them up. And nothing can steal away their peace. And we know we are walking in peace every step. And even we have experienced some endangerment. And sometimes we are threatened and suffered. And the circumstance gets worse. And we find out that our footsteps are even more firm. Because it is the Lord enable us to walk in His feet. And this way leads us through everything. And this is the great promise. And it's also a fact for the
saints.
And now as we walk on this way of peace, and until chapter
2,
and this person by the name of Simeon, and as the Lord was born, and there were these four people in the Bible who seen the Lord first. And one was the shepherd, and then the other group of wise men, and the third person is Simeon, and then this fourth one, Anna.
第四面是个姊妹啊，叫做什么？ 你们姊妹们不知道呢？
Anna.
后来没人知道。
Anna.
四种人代表四种不同的人。
And four people represented four kinds of people.
牧羊的人。
And the shepherd.
一群没有知识的人。
And is a group without much knowledge.
智慧人。
And the wise man and are the people with much knowledge. And the shepherd represented the Jews. But the wise men were the Gentiles from afar. And in the United States, and there's one particular culture, and they like to put words on their license plate. And most of them were Christians. And often I pay attention to what they are writing on their license plate. And sometimes I follow a car to see the words. And that was good safe.
The wise man still seek him. It
says that the wise man still seek him. And those that was the American. An American wise man. A lot of them are scientists. Or a philosopher with much knowledge. And they said that the wise men still seek him. And therefore we know the Americans are quite fortunate. And because many believe in the Lord. And many love the Lord. And those pursue the Lord are plenty. And even many are filled by the Holy Spirit. And the Pentecostal meetings are counted as number one in the United States. And also, American has the number one divine healing. And so, therefore, whether one is blessed or not is not depending upon the strength of the nation. And, but if the nation is strong because of the children of the Lord. And so many love the Lord here. So the shepherds represented those without knowledge. But they saw Jesus was to be descended. And the angels announced to them that in the city of David, a Christ is born. And when the wise men were in the Gentile
land,
they also were led by the stars. Then they followed the light into Bethlehem. And they saw and bowed down to worship the Christ was born. And now it talked about Simeon here. Simeon represented a brother. And on the other hand, it was the sister. And Simeon was so outstanding. And he knew that the Lord was born. And because he waited for the Lord to be born all his life. And because he knew the scriptures is about to be fulfilled. And Christ, Messiah, is to be born. And so he kept on waiting on it. And then when the Lord was born, and until 8th day, when the Jesus' parents were bringing him to be offered up, and Simeon took one look at him, and he knew he was the Lord. And then he received the Lord in his hand. And then he said,
他说, 主啊,
he said that, Lord, now you can let your servants depart. For my eyes have seen your salvation. And this is the light that shines upon the Gentiles. And it's also the glory of your people Israel. And Simeon is so outstanding. Not only he had the revelation, but his spiritual sight was clear. Because he waited all his days for this. And as he received Jesus Christ into his arms, and he said, now I can depart. He lived not to treasure the days on earth. He lived to see this day the Lord comes. And as he embraced Jesus with his arms, therefore he could say that now let your servants depart. Let me depart in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation. And the light that shine upon the Gentiles
is
also the glory of your people Israel. And it's a great statement indeed. So we name it as the embracing Jesus with his two arms. And he was filled with Jesus in his arms. Now therefore he was satisfied and said, now I can depart in peace. If we want to live on earth with peace, and we must also know that to depart from this earth in peace, because this is peace divine. This peace shall lead us onward all the days until the day we depart from this earth to see the Lord there. Dear brothers and sisters, the Chinese have this saying,
这么一句话就是自死不惧,
and is to say that until death without fear.
很有勇气的人,
and those are the courageous people.
很多将军就不怕死,
and many generals make that statement also.
死死如归,
and they see as death as the return.
有将军就死死如归,
and so many brave generals said, I see death as to return.
他们讲错了,
but then it was a wrong statement.
你归到哪里去呢?
And where are you returning to?
你归哪里去都不知道什么死死如归呢?
And if you do not know where you will go after death, then how can you return?
我们神儿女的专利啊。
But then this is we should know as the privilege of the children of God.
我们的确死死如归了。
And we should see, are the saints should see
因为我们懂得归啊,
death as the return, because we know where we're returning to. We know where we're returning to.
我知道死不过这个门槛啊。
And we know that death is but a threshold. As you step over the threshold, you are going to a better place. But if you do not know where, what is the beyond the threshold, then how can you return? But then all these are famous people on earth. They should say that I'm not afraid of death. And there are many people from China that do not fear death. But they can never understand the full meaning of returning as death. Because they do not know where to go. And when a person is about to depart, and he shall reveal if he how much salvation he has. If a person did not know the Lord, and if you do not have to see him when at his deathbed, then don't go. And most of them do not look good. But for a believer, when they are about to depart this earth, this is their last testimony. And when I was very young, and there was a student from the university, and his last name was Li. And he opposed the Lord very much. And at that time, that famous university produced many prideful students. And that is the pitiful condition of man. Because they took pride in the good school that they partake in. But then what is a college student? And if you counted the measure of knowledge, you're only at the beginning. But then they thought they entered into good school, they were pride. And then, so we therefore went over to preach the gospel. And then the great revival came. And many believed. And there was this sophomore student by the name Lee, and he was also saved strongly. Too bad, and right after that, then he fell ill. And became very ill. And he believed in the Lord. And only after that a few days, then he was to die. And he was only living for a few days of salvation. But then the salvation was firm on him. And he was to see the Lord then. And all the parents were crying there. And they all pitied him because he was so young. And even the doctors felt sorry for him. And they tried their best but could not save a marvelous child like that. But then this person saved has peace himself. And he gave a very strong testimony. And his parting words was only this. He said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. And he did not have much to say. And he only said that, Lord, I thank you. And that was his last statement. Lord, save me from this suffering body. Then he left in peace to see the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, and we have seen many believers, and they have last testimony, and they witness that salvation is strong on them. And this morning we sang good hymns. And I have stand on the other shore of grace. And I have stand on the position where death cannot reach. And we only see the enemies hovering on the Dead Sea. But the Lord has given me the assurance of justification. And without the assurance of justification, we shall fear death. But we have this assurance of justification. And we have this assurance of salvation. Because we know where we are returning to. And therefore we can despise death. But to see the enemy bobbing up and down the sea. For the Lord has taken us over the other shore. And there is not one enemy left. This is our salvation. And Simeon could testify that I have seen the salvation of God. Jesus Christ, this living person, is our salvation. And He is the light that shines upon the Gentiles. And is also the glory of His people Israel. Great is He.
所以都满怀着耶稣基督,
and therefore He has this whole bosom of Jesus Christ. And He knows that He was to depart. And truly He was to be set free. That He could depart this earth in peace.
平安是什么?
What is peace?
平安是耶稣基督啊,
peace is this person, Jesus Christ. Therefore, when he embraced Jesus Christ, and he knew it was time for him to go, he was to be set free. And I'm to depart this earth in peace. And Jesus Christ is the great salvation. And He is the light that shines upon us. And it's also the glory of the people of Israel. And that is the second time peace was talked about. Then Luke 24. And the Lord is risen. And after He was resurrected, and He revealed Himself to His disciples. Four times in a row He said, peace to you. And without Jesus Christ risen from the dead, no one can know what peace is. And because death is the only end for man. If no man can overcome death, then who may have peace? But now the Son of God has come. And the Word became flesh. And at the end, He showed His, He also passed through death. And He died for 3 days. It was a great trial for a whole humankind. And everyone looked upon Him to see if He could be resurrected. And because the Lord said that while He was living, that I will be
risen.
But then the disciples could not know that for sure. And they believed, but not that fully. And because every one of us knows what death is. But resurrection is something beyond us. Because no one has seen resurrection. But then Jesus Christ gone through death. And for 3 days, 3 nights, the Bible actually is only 1 day a little more. But then the Jewish people count the days a little differently. Because they counted from night time to daytime as 1 day. But at the end, Jesus Christ was risen. And therefore, time and again, He revealed Himself to the disciples. And one time, He revealed Himself to more than 500
people.
And at the end, He showed Himself to Paul. And therefore, Paul understands more fully the resurrected power. But then the disciples saw the Lord's revealing Himself many times. The Lord repeated this 4 times, peace to you. Jesus is risen. He defeated the last enemy. And death was overcome. And the disciples have this great assurance. And because Jesus was risen, peace to you. And so the disciples could not believe their eyes when they saw Jesus resurrected. And when they saw Jesus was risen, and when they saw it the first time, and everyone was afraid, they thought that they saw ghosts. And the disciples were quite confused. And once I thought about how Jesus chose his 12. And perhaps he chose those who are not very clear-headed. And these 12 disciples that he chose were not very clear-headed. But then at the end, the Lord has chosen the better vessel, Paul. And perhaps the Lord has chosen the people in the extreme. And the 12 disciples saw
ghosts.
But then the Bible explains what is the difference between the ghost and the resurrection. And the ghost does not have the body. But then Jesus said that I do have. And then after he said that, he showed them his hands and feet. Why did he show them that? And because the Lord has nail prints on the
lips.
And the Lord has risen from the dead, and he could do without the imprint of the nails. But then on that day, he showed it to them. So that they may know the Lord. That they could come to fully know the Lord. To remind them of the great love of Jesus' self-sacrifice. And he said, the ghost is without the body. But I have this flesh. And so he showed them the hands and feet. And their joy became so great. And because Jesus was truly risen, then the Lord stunned them with this. This resurrected Lord is the greatest overcomer. He overcame death. And because he has risen, ascended on high. And at that time he did not need anything. But then this resurrected Lord and said to them in marvel and said, Have you any food here? Is that true that he still needs to eat? No, he does not. He's already risen from the dead. But then why did the Lord say, have you any food here? As if the Lord needs food. As if he is hungry. But then to these pitiful disciples, do you have any food here? And he asked them for food. This is such marvelous thing. And so the Lord, the disciples offered up some food. And they do not have much. But a broiled fish. And if the Lord come visit my home, then I will give him everything that I have. And I would give him everything that I myself have not enjoyed. And I would not just give a broiled fish. But then the disciples did not have much. And they were fishermen. They were poor. They did not have much. They only have fish. But then on that day, they did not have much fish. And they ate them all. And what they have left over was just a broiled fish. So when the Lord asked them anything there, so they gave him a broiled fish. The Lord accepted it. Not only he accepted it, but also ate it in their presence. The Lord's loving kindness is so great. Brothers and sisters, what do we have to offer the Lord? Is there any lack in the Lord that he wants from us? But then the Lord truly has a holy need. And he will ask us also, do you have any food here? We must come to know to satisfy him first. And the Lord's need is not a piece of fish. The Lord has mountain full of sheep and ox. Some say even if I offer the whole world to him, it's counted as nothing. But then the Lord does not need any material things. But the Lord still needs our love for him. How do we live out our love for the Lord? And to give him what we treasure the most. Let us give what we have for the Lord. And I have gone through some revival times. And the children of the Lord offered up so much. And the poor brothers and sisters offered. And the wealthy people offered. Every one of us offered. And today we are living in a different time. And I was a student. One may ask, what can I offer? I do not have anything. But if everyone offer, what shall I do? And I will pray before the Lord, what can I offer? Now I think of a good method. And I wrote down my name. And then I give it to the elderly brothers. I give them my name. That means that I given myself to him. And people say, oh, this is a good offering because you have offered up yourself. And they say, oh, thank the Lord, this is a good offering and the first time for me to see it. But then I was rather ashamed because I have nothing else better to offer. And when I see the wealthy people offer, and then they list the things that they offered. But then before the Lord, it is all the same. Even the greater offering, or the smaller ones, and truly it means only a piece of fish. All the offering is to aim at to please the Lord. We must offer anything from our hearts to give a little bit, and we find it marvelous that the Lord not only received, but in front of everyone He ate it. And this truly is great encouragement. And all our offerings is to aim at pleasing the Lord. The Lord now giving us this evidence that He has accepted our offering.
Dear brothers and sisters,
and this is the first time the Lord said peace to you. And in chapter 20 of John, He said peace to you again. And the disciples went to see the grave. And then the grave was emptied. And the Lord has disappeared. And they were very happy. But then they were without much assurance. And because Mary gave the report. And so they were wondering what had happened because Mary related to them that the Lord has risen. And they want to believe, but they could not. And then, therefore, they had a meeting. At that time, the Jews were persecuting them. So they were afraid of the Jews. So even though they were together, they wanted to close the doors and the windows. Then the Lord appeared suddenly among them. And how did the Lord come in? The Lord did not come in through your open door. The Lord is risen from the dead. Now He can go through everything and go through all the material hindrances. So this is the disciples' first time seeing the resurrected Lord. While they were meeting, suddenly the Lord appeared in their midst. The Lord said, peace be with you. And this is the most standardized appearing. And the Lord was in their midst. And he said to them, peace be with you.
主就差遣他们,
And then the Lord sent them. And as the Father has sent me, I also sent you. And now we are partakers of the Lord's sent. How he was sent by the Father. The Lord sent us accordingly. The Son of God was sent into this world. Now we understand we are also sent into the world. And we are to preach the Savior to the world. This is a great matter indeed. What is to be sent? And we must know that we are to be sent. When I was young, and I had a neighbor next to me, his last name was Chen. He was older than me. And he was in his middle age. His face was, he looked good. And he had a healthy body. He liked to talk with me. So every morning when I go to school, during the time, I had a special feeling in my heart. And I felt that I need to preach him the gospel. I talked to him often, but I never preached the gospel to him. And I say, Lord, one time I need to go to school. And maybe I'll come back after school to preach the gospel to him. And on that morning, I was moved. But then my mother told me, and my mother said, that go preach the gospel to Mr. Chen. I see you talk to him often. How come you don't talk about Jesus? I say, I have to go to school now. I will do it when I return. I return in the afternoon. And because I only have a morning class that day, as I came back, my mother's countenance changed. And I said, Mother, what's wrong? And she said, Why don't you preach the gospel in the morning? I said, Now I will do it. I return. And he said, Oh, Mr. Chen passed on this morning. I said, He's so healthy. How could he die? He said, Look. And if he's truly that healthy, why would he die? And then you also said you have been moved to preach the gospel and you rebel. And I never told you this, but I reminded you also. But then you only replied to me that I will do it when I return. And now you know that a soul is lost. And he can never enter into eternity. And from that day on, I dare not to tarry. As I preached to people, I was prompt, I would preach the gospel. Would stand in the middle of the streets to preach the gospel. And to send out the tracts everywhere. You must believe in Jesus. And one time a person passed by, and I would still chase after him. And I would force him to receive this gospel tract, believe in Jesus. And because I was learned a bitter lesson. That morning, truly I was moved to preach the gospel. But I delayed it for morning. And then it was too late for this healthy person. Dear brothers and sisters, our Jesus Christ. And it is a solemn thing for us to follow. And we must preach the gospel to sinners. Peace be with you. Then the third time. Peace to you. And as the disciples saw the Lord, they were joyful. It was a good saying. And during that frightful time, and at such a hardship, we know we will experience the same. That we will experience many things in our life. And the outward peace may be gone. But then, if we see the Lord, then we will be joyful. And it is a matter of whether we have met the Lord. If we see Him, we will be joyful. The Gospel of John says that this joy no one else can take. It is a joy that nobody can take away. And the church has lasted 2,000 years to today. The church is a strong testimony for this day. For no one can take away this joy from the church. And no one can take this away. They can never take away the joy of Jesus Christ. And they can no one take away the joy of the church. If we see the Lord, then we will have joy. And then the Lord breathed into them. Then he said that receive the Holy Spirit. And that is to receive the inner abiding Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit has come. And he has taken the place of the resurrected Lord. For the Holy Spirit is the resurrected Lord. And the Lord breathed the Holy Spirit into them. Then the disciples received. And today we have also received. Now the Holy Spirit dwells in us. The resurrected Jesus is now dwelling in us. And he is now walking with us all the days. And we sang a good hymn. And he talks with me and walks with me. Along life's narrow way. Truly, each of our lives is but a narrow way. And we shall come to know what is the value of this narrow way. We should not treasure our days alone, but to realize that our value is to walk with Jesus. And this treasure and is to be able to talk with the Lord, to walk with Him along this narrow way, and to walk with Him along this narrow way. If we have Jesus to walk along this narrow way with, then there is much value in our days and in the value. The Lord's breathing in us the Holy Spirit. That we may now receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. At the last time the Lord revealed himself again. And it is specially made for Thomas. But then because the third time the Lord appeared and Thomas was not there. And Thomas was filled with doubt. And he is a special person. And he was bold and dared to say that if I have not touched him with my own hands, I will not believe. And such a hard man. If I were the Lord, I'd say, if you don't want to believe me, forget about you. I don't need you. And you need me, if you don't believe, then forget about you. But then the Lord is different. He appeared. He appears specially for Thomas. And he is so good. And he is with much patience. And he revealed himself to this doubtful person. Oh, Thomas. Thomas dared not to speak in front of the Lord. Come. And touch my hand. And touch my feet. Put your finger in my side. And did Thomas dare to reach out? And did he touch Jesus? And he only dared to say all this when Jesus was absent. But when Jesus was there, he said, come, Thomas. Touch my hand. Touch my feet. Another place in the Gospel book says that reach into my side to touch the nail prints. And to touch where I was wounded. And the Bible said Thomas now prostrated on the floor. He could only utter, oh my Lord, my God. And all of a sudden he was filled with faith, overflow, because he dared not to touch Jesus. But to utter, my Lord, my God. Jesus Christ is our only God. Then the Lord said,
总要信,
oh, believe.
不要疑惑,
do not doubt, but believe. And now we are coming to the New Testament time. It is not the age that we must touch by hands, but to believe. A couple of days ago, my daughter called me.
那里有一个聚会,
and they had a meeting with a lot of people. And they could smell the fragrance of the Lord among them. And when before she could finish, I say, this is not good.
她说,
and they say, it is not only one time when someone smelled the fragrance. And I say, where in the Bible teach us that we smell fragrance of each other? When Paul talked about the fragrance, it is absolutely we cannot smell it with our nose. And I told them, I have met things like this many times. It is something we should not touch. Today is not the time of the naked flesh. And many people who long for miracles and signs, they always look for evidence of this outward thing. But today we are living in the New Testament time. It is not the time to touch with naked hands. We are to touch with our faith. If our faith gets in touch with the resurrected Jesus, and so many people lay hold of the outward evidence in the flesh. Their faith is not that strong. But today is the time of faith. It is the time of the New Testament. That we are to enter into God's reality by faith. And by faith we are to receive God's everything. By faith we are to experience all things of God. Therefore, the Lord says, believe. And it tells us the time of belief has begun. The Lord has four times uttered these words, peace be to you. The first time is the peace divine. The second time is the peace mysterious. The third time is the peace that the Lord sent. Those who are sent by the Lord will not fear. Wherever you go, whatever circumstance you are put in, and you know that you are still walking in peace. Even though it is the way of martyrdom, you are remaining in peace. This is the great peace. And last peace that the Bible talked about is the peace of this resurrection. It is not by physical hand touch, but by faith until Hebrews chapter 13.
永遠的神,
and this everlasting covenant by the blood, and to cause the great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord Jesus Christ, this God risen from the dead, and that we may do good. And it also talks about Jesus Christ being in our hearts. And to do the things that please Him. And to fulfill His will. Because Jesus is risen. And all the focal point of the covenant is hinged upon resurrection. And now Jesus Christ, with this everlasting covenant, has become the great shepherd of the sheep. The Lord has become the great shepherd for us all. And so all those of us who live today, counted with all the Christians of the God, and Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of us all. He is also our each of our personal shepherd. This great shepherd is now resurrected from the dead. And this resurrection dwells in our hearts, that we may do every good work to do His will. Let us sing Hymn 235.